Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. 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 Lord, we thank 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 you. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you every day. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes you just gotta say, Mm-hmm. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that you, that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, because you know just what we need before we can say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I am loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. 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 Oh, it's a love so undeniable that I can hardly speak, a peace so unexplainable that I can hardly think, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love. Love, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I am loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. And I am loved by you. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I am loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am. That's who I am. We love you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, and we give you the praise. Hallelujah.
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for touching us this morning, waking us up, starting us on another day, Father God, that you made, Father God. Father God, we know the importance of prayer, Father God, because we know through prayer we can move mountains. Father God, we know through prayer that we got the line open to you, Father God. Father God, we thank you for being the doctor that you are, Father God. Father God, we thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to go around the world this morning, Father God. Touch, heal, give like you always do, Father God. We just thank you this morning, Father God. We can't thank you enough for all that you do, Father God. Father God, we thank you for protecting us as we slept all night long, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to continue to protect and shield our children from any harm, hurt, or danger, Father God. Father God, we ask you to go in the highways and the byways, Father God, and take care of the homeless, Father God, and continue to feed them, Father God, for you say that you'll supply all our needs, Father God. And we just thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your precious son, Jesus, Father God, who you sent to die for our sins, Father God, so that we'll have eternal life, Father God. Father God, we just thank you, Father God. Father God, we ask you just to touch each and every soul and spirit that's on this line this morning, Father God, and heal who needs to be healed, touch who needs to be touched. Father God, give increase, Father God. Father God, we ask you for all that you do, Father God. We thank you this morning, Father God. You say we have not because we have not, Father God, and we ask you this morning, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We ask you to touch our leaders around the world, Father God. Touch their hearts and their minds, Father God, that they do right by your people, Father God. And we just want to thank you again and again and again and again, because we just can't thank you enough, because you didn't have to do it, but you did, and we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father God. Oh, we thank you so much. You're just so precious, Father God. You're just so kind. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father God. We thank you this morning, Lord. Oh, Holy Father, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God, for leaving us a comforter here, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for all that you do. And we just thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, Father God. Oh, we can't thank you enough, Father God. You're just so precious, Father God. You're just so mighty, Father God. We thank you this morning. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen. Host, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Brother Dale?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. We thank you, Brother Dale, for that for greeting us this morning and starting us on that powerful, powerful prayer. We can't thank you enough this morning. We thank you, Minister Tiffany, for your praise and worship for bringing us in this morning. I tell you, it's so beautiful to come in with this music, and it just makes you feel so good, and you can move forward. Let me share a little about our call this morning. I'm excited. I guess you say, oh, my God, what is going on in our company? I want to thank you. On October 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started us on this journey. Hallelujah. Yes, I am so grateful this morning. We have a scripture we stand on, says Psalms 88:13, that, but to you I cried out, O Lord, in the morning come, my prayer comes before you. We have a mission statement: to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. Well, we have a website that you can go and visit 24 hours. Things are not going right. You can go to themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on this site, as well as our bio of our speakers. What a theme for 2021. What a God strategy shifting, pathetic, suddenly, and holy strategy are being established and supernaturally revealed. That's reading from Mark 16:15-20. If you were led by the Lord, be as a blessed ministry, to be a greeter as Brother Darrell, and a host as yours truly, or as sung as Minister Tiffany, or a word from the Lord, you may have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Reverend and Minister Brenda Terrell will contact you. But on Friday, that is tomorrow, we have a treat that you can come on and speak to us live, we will take your prayer request on the second half of our call. So we invite you, we invite everyone to come. Our phenomenal company, IS International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago, we are now called Artist Life, great products to help the world become healthy, and I always say wealthy, and anyone come, three, three of you, you share this, don't be a, just share the information. I am so grateful so many things are happening, and we need these products to make us move forward. Well, this is the New Morning Motivation Call. It's held Monday through Friday. After this call, and a team of great leaders are giving us vital information on this beautiful, wonderful Artist Life products. And that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. That PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. And today is, well, let me go, I go there. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, Metro PCS, and or Cricket, you can use a free bypass number. That number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, and you will not be charged. Today is Thursday, Testimony Thursday. You do not want to miss this call. Everybody need to plug in because you will be here. Yesterday was a beautiful call with my two business partners, Ms. and Mr. Flanagan. Today we're going to be dealing with testimony, so we need everybody to plug into this. This is the product that if you're not a rep, you will be one after this call. Hello, somebody. So we are so grateful. Let me just say, everyone, please stay in touch with our company. Stay connected with What's Up App. Visit your back office. And more importantly, share the information. We're just grateful this morning. We are so grateful about artists and what's going on with our lives. And, you know, on Saturday we have our meeting, so everyone, hopefully you already signed up for that. Let me just say I'm going to stop talking at this time because we have an awesome speaker coming on this morning. She doesn't need no introduction, but we have – I'm going to have to do a little bit about her. I'm just going to share a little bit about her, and we ask everybody to go on that website and you see her entire bio. Her name is Minister Keisha Lee. Was born in a wonderful city, as she says, Cincinnati, Ohio. She's married to a marvelous, to an awesome husband, Mark Lee, and the mother of three children. And her daughter, Caitlin, she's does a praise and worship on Wednesday. You should hear her beautifully. And she also, one of her daughter, children have went home to be with the Lord. Ms. Keisha is an artist, a life distributor, and was, and who would love everybody to see and want to use the product, and more importantly, stay connected with the products. That's important. Ms. Keisha totally surrendered her life at the age of 24. She's not and will not turn back. Amen? I know that's right. She was ordained as a deacon in 2017. But let me just stop here. I could go on and on her about her. But we want everyone to go to website, themastercall.net, and review her entire bio because I don't want her to miss anything. She says, I'm holding her up as ministering this morning. Let me introduce yourself, present to other, none other than my friend that I love dearly, Minister Keisha Lee. Are you out there?
Yes, I am, Honorable Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for your service this morning, for hosting, and thank you for your kind words this morning. God bless you, my friend. To Minister Tiffany, a.k.a. Songbird, thank you this morning for setting the atmosphere, singing hallelujah, which we know is the highest praise, and that he's a good, good father. And yes, Yes, he is a good, good father unto each and every one of us. I'm so glad that you got up, and I thank God for the service that you do unto the Lord this morning. You truly set the atmosphere. And Brother Daryl, thank you for greeting and seating the people of God this morning, and thank you for the scriptures as you begin to just bring forth the word of God this morning in that powerful prayer. So thank you for your service unto God. And to God be the glory. God bless you. You can just feel the anointing just on the line this morning, and I'm so grateful for that. The atmosphere is truly set. And to our two co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, God bless and favor both of you for your obedience, because you could have missed this. You could have been disobedient and missed this opportunity for this TMC call, and it's such a blessing to the masses. So God bless you and favor this call to continue to go out and reach the masses. Hallelujah. I just want to go ahead and get started this morning. I want to start out with a song, and no, I don't have a Minister Tiffany Songbird voice, but just I ask that you all, and I know I can't hear you guys, but just sing along with me. It's just a verse or two. Here we go. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Sing one more time. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Hallelujah. Give the Lord the highest praise right there, because we truly need the anointing of God to fall fresh on us daily. Hallelujah. God, we're giving you the highest praise this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy of the praise, the glory, and honor, and we lift you high. We see you high and lifted. Now, Lord, let your glory train fill our temples. Let your anointing that removes burns and destroy every yoke fall on us this morning. It is us. It is us, Almighty God, standing in the need of prayer. Allow the windows of heaven to be opened up as we stand under your open heaven. Pour out on us and rain on us and move on us and keep us and bless us and never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. We thank you for loving us, and we thank you for healing and protecting us. You keep us from falling, and you keep us from the seen and unseen dangers. And Lord, we are grateful. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. I say to you, and I encourage each of you to continue to ask God for his anointing to fall fresh on you. Continue to expect his anointing to show up in your life. Amen. The anointing is important. It's vital in our walk with Christ, and it causes us to be set apart and consecrated for the service of God. The anointing is the residence of God's presence and power, glory, and that's what I feel on this line this morning, the presence of God. And that leads me into my topic on today, which is a city of habitation. Early Monday morning, I was in prayer, and at some point in time in that prayer, the word city of habitation came forth, and I wrote it down, so now I'm speaking on it. And I didn't know I was going to even be speaking until our meeting the next day, but I wrote this word, and lo and behold, I'm like, this, I had nothing but city of habitation, and it's so much about the city of habitation in the word of God. But the scriptures, I have two scriptures, and one is Psalms 87, 1 and 3. It says, his foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. And then Psalms 107, 6 through 7, it says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way that they might go to the city of habitation. Glory be to God. We all know what a city is. It's a place. It's a permanent settlement. Another word, a town. Some cities are small. Some are huge. Some people live in the inner city, and some live on the outer skirts, and we know we call those the suburbs. I know we know this. I live in a city called Cincinnati. where there are a bunch of little cities within the city, or neighborhoods, you might call them, 52 to be exact. And where you live, there could be less or there can be more. But I say all this because it's important to know the history of our city, the foundation of our city, the roots of our city. Some are more dangerous to live in than others. Some are more busy. Some are quiet. Some are nice. Some not so nice. But whatever the case may be, we have to know just how to pray for these particular cities. We have to begin to be intentional to intercede on the behalf of others and begin to decree and declare the word of God and the peace of God to hover, the presence of God to show up in our neighborhoods. Can you just imagine, and you're riding in your car and you see a glory cloud hovering over a neighborhood? Well, I can see it. And I want to see it. And God, we need that. And what a time of worship that would be, to be in your car and see the glory cloud hanging low over a city. That'd be a time of worship where you can just prostrate and just go before the Lord and worship. You have to anyway when the glory cloud show up. Ain't nothing that you can do but lay flat on your face and give God worship. And I stated before, being in prayer, that the words of city of habitation came forth. And it's definitely a spiritual city where the builder and maker is God. A city that's made without hands, a city that the chief cornerstone is Jesus Christ. This is a holy city. Yes, a hallowed place, a sanctified place. It's when you begin to operate in this city, God will manifest himself for us and permeate the glory in, on, and through us. Hallelujah. A habitation of God where he dwells, he lives, he occupies, and this is a permanent place for him. The word of God tells us in Isaiah 33:20-22, it says, "Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities, that I shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down, not one of the stakes thereof shall never be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, or neither shall gallant ships pass thereby. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, and he will save us." Thank you, Lord. When we make the Lord our city of habitation, this word of God is telling us to look on the Lord and the beauty of his holiness. Know that this place is a place of peace, that the gates of hell can never prevail, that he is our all in all, and there's none greater than the King of Glory. Reading this particular scripture, it took me back to the song Kaylin sung in worship a few weeks ago. And it says, and I'm going to once again try to sing this out, but it says, "Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountains and magnify his great name, to tell all the people in every nation that he reigns. Zion is calling me to a higher place a praise." Glory be to God. Is the Lord calling anyone on a TMC call this morning to a higher place in him, pulling on your heartstrings to make a city a habitation, a place where he can come and dwell and bless you with his presence? It's time to surrender all. Even if you feel like you're in a city called Patmos, and Patmos was an island that the Apostle John, we call him John the Revelator, was exiled to because he was spreading the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and the Roman government wasn't pleased with this. Much like today, the enemy is upset with those who's radical for Christ that won't keep quiet about how great and mighty our God is. It has been said to me, "Oh, here comes Miss Holier Than Thou." And just recently on my job, you know, I've been off for 3 weeks, but that last day that we worked, I was in a conversation with a coworker, and he was saying some things on how the cost of supplies and everything has gone up and is going up because of COVID, and how we should expect this and how we are in great trouble. And I said, "Well, one thing I'll say for sure, that God is still God and he's in control, and that people better get right with him." And he said to me, "I have pastor friends and they talk about the Bible, but I don't know about all this stuff." And then he said, "You know what they call people that serving God?" I said, "What?" He said, "Idiots." And I said, with great passion, well, I guess I'm an idiot for Jesus because I'm not turning back. And I think that shocked him, and he laughed, but I'm willing to bet that put something on his mind and his heart. And I thank the Lord that his word says, one watereth, one planteth, but it's God to give the increase. And I'm so glad that can't nobody do us like the Lord can. The island of Patmos was said to be a small, rocky place, a barren and desolate, unable to produce living things, much like the place called Lodibar. But God can bless us even in our valley low places, and that what he did for John, he allowed him to be used in that place to be a blessing to us today. He gave him a revelation on what is and what's to come, and that's what we need. We need God's revelation. And when we begin to worship him in spirit and in truth, and he is our city of habitation, he releases his revelation, and it moves us from a Patmos place to a promised place in him, a place that's flowing with milk and honey, a place where grace and mercy meets us, a place when we're weak, he is strong for us, a place of his everlasting blessings. The Bible says in Psalms 24, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness of God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek his face, O Jacob. Selah, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. Hallelujah. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. We are now inhabitants of his glory, his kavod, and that's the Hebrew word for the weight and the heaviness of his glory. Who wouldn't want that? We occupy this place when he is our city of habitation, and we know that he inhabits the praises of his people. He said to John, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Could you just imagine what can shift, what can change, what can take place if the people of God who are called by his name will humble themselves and pray, seek his face and turn from their wicked ways? His word says, then he will hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. He will hear, he will forgive, and he will heal. He says, now my eyes shall be open and my ears intent unto the prayer that is made in this place. It's a city of habitation. He says, for now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Perpetually means in a way that never changes or ends. It's everlasting. Glory be to God. He delights in our prayer. He desires our praise, and he requires our obedience. Even in our disobedience, he restores his love for us. In Ephesians 2 and 4, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. When the Lord is our city of habitation, we are no longer strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens of the household of God. We are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. We are also built together for a habitation of God through his spirit. We have to continue to renew our minds in the word of God daily. Think on these things, as it says in Philippians 4:8. We have to love, trust, and obey his word as we walk in alignment and obedience according to his plan for our lives. We can call heaven to earth and choose life, not death, and blessings and rebuke curses in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I just want to say with Brother Durrell once again, thank you so much. When you begin to, and I was saying this is the city of habitation, when you begin to just quote those scriptures and you just kept flowing with them, that was creating a city of habitation for the TMC call this morning. And I just want to say I love you all, and I hope someone was blessed by the word of God. Host, are you there?
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for that on-time word. Hallelujah. This morning, I told you, I am taking notes. But God is good. Thank you so much for that powerful and profound word. Shortly after this, we will call you back for the benediction. Let me just let's pray. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. I can't thank you enough. Dear God, I thank you for the eternal nature of your love for us, Lord. May we focus, hallelujah, on you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, we decided not to budge. Thank you for assuring us that time after time again, Lord, that your love never fails. Hallelujah. You love us over and over again. We thank you this morning for Minister Keisha for bringing that powerful word. Thine is calling us on a higher level this morning. Nobody does you like you. Nobody, hallelujah. God, the city, she just went on, Lord, I'm just so thankful this morning. We want to say, God, we just want to bless her over and over again for this on-time word, Lord. We can't thank you enough for the words, and Lord, more importantly, love her family, Lord. Touch her family also, God. Give her the strength to move forward no matter what. Hallelujah. Give her blessing after blessing. We honor our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their empowering us to move forward, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, for bringing, for sharing artists' life with each and every one of us, that we are here together today because of artists' life. We thank you for the individuals that make sure our products are delivered to us on time. We pray for every prayer warrior, guests, and new guests that join us this morning on the call. We pray for every sick and shut in. We pray, touch Linda Kent's friends, Lord. Touch them like never before. Touch their body this morning. Give them the strength to move forward, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift up every bereaving family this morning. Hallelujah. Well, especially our Reverend Dr. P.K., Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and her family, and Reverend Dr. P.K. for her friends, Lord. Touch them like never before, Lord. Where they need you, Lord, hug them. Go by and give them comfort that we never could ever, you can only give, Lord. Father God, we love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Let me just say this morning, I am so grateful this morning. Let me just share with you this powerful message. You want to get the playback number. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. That pin number is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. Right after this call is the new morning motivation call. We ask everyone to join us this morning. If you do not get to join us, you can also listen to the playback. So the number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005, and that pin number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And the playback is, just change it, that 4005 to 9, and you can listen to it in the morning. Thank you. Well, Minister, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for your praise and worship this morning. We thank you so much for bringing us in, and we thank you, Brother Darrell, hallelujah, for seeing and greeting us this morning. We are just so glad you joined us here on the Master's Call. And we thank you, Minister, once again, this powerful message this morning. Minister Keisha, will you close us out in a benediction, please?
Yes, thank you, Minister Cynthia, and thank you once again, Minister Tiffany Songbird, for ushering us in this morning, bringing ushering in the anointing of God. And thank you, Brother Darrell, once again for greeting and seating the people and bringing forth the word of God. And, you know, just as the teamwork makes the dream work, and it just brought the anointing and ushered in the anointing of God this morning, and grateful for that. I just want to read real quickly Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Down to 7,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. And this will happen for us if we make the Lord a city of habitation. God bless each and every one of you. Love you. Hallelujah. With the heart of Jesus. Have a good day.